526-5399.
So what are you paying at the pump? That's going to be the water cooler buzz for weeks to come, I hate to tell you. Minneapolis, $3.90 for a gallon of regular. San Francisco, the highest, though, $4.13. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Speaking of dollars and cents, from the pain at the pump to the pain over talking about the budget and the possible government shutdown, day after day after day after day, we were on shutdown watch. How could you not be? Because many of the people that listen to America Tonight are veterans. Speaking of veterans listening to America Tonight, a big shout out and then some to Pete in Kalamazoo. Pete, we're thinking about you, buddy, and we appreciate you always listening to America Tonight. Pete had many opinions when it came to how the government was being run. Right from the get-go, we have talked about the lack of action and only reaction in Washington. And listen, it's easy to say that and different to play the game once you get there, but here's the thing. It's the same treadmill we're on, and it's broken. We're not, you know, it'd be like if every day of your life you got on the same treadmill, right? And the people around you were losing weight, looking good, getting that muscular figure, had real calves, all that stuff. But for some reason you weren't, because you're on, and you're doing the same amount they're doing. You're on the bogus treadmill. So the people that are fighters are still on that treadmill in Washington. Ultimately, a deal is cut, and some people were satisfied with it, some not so much. And now the question becomes the battle over trillions, not just millions, but trillions that could really sink our ship. You know what I'm talking about, that awful deficit. So Mr. Budget Man on the Republican side of things felt compelled, I think, really, to defend himself in a couple of different areas, including Medicare. Because the House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, by the way, was just getting hammered on certain aspects of his idea of the budget. And Medicare is where he really took it. It's where there were a lot of complaints about taking things away from the elderly, and how can you do that? How can you go after Medicare? And what he basically said is, well, we need a clean break from the politics of the past. We have to get out of it. The problem we have is spending, and it's not taxes. It's the spending. Look, here's what Ryan said.
Both parties do this to each other. Both parties use hyper rhetoric. Both parties use all of this demagoguery. And what happens? We have political paralysis, and we don't fix the country's problems, but we have a debt crisis staring us in the face. Our tax reform plan goes in the same direction, which is get rid of all those special interest loopholes so you can lower tax rates. It's the higher income earners who use those special interest loopholes. Get rid of the loopholes, lower the rates, make our economy more competitive. Flatter, fair, simpler tax system. When Medicare was created, you know, men were living in their 60s, women were living in their 70s. Now men are living in their 80s and or in their 70s, and women are living in their 90s. We had baby boomers were in their teens, and there were babies when this thing was started. Now they're doubling the size of retirement we have. Safety net spending grows every year under this budget. Medicare and Medicaid spending goes every year under this budget. What we're trying to do here is save Medicare and Medicaid so that they're sustainable.
All right, so really we're going to continue to have this push over health, over Medicare, and Obama has said, the president has said, that he will not sign off on the Ryan plan, that the Ryan approach to cutting future debt is not what's going to ultimately become law. And he is laying out his own approach to a long-term deficit later this week, which will happen on Wednesday, something to look forward to. The president trying to figure out what happens in 2012 and ultimately what happens over the next couple of months, we know, is now a done deal. The health care overhaul that was signed into law last year would reduce Medicare spending by about $500 billion over 10 years. I mean, there's no question. Listen, you have to look at Medicare and Medicaid. What Ryan said wasn't that far off the charts, because as much as we don't want, I mean, it's already ridiculous. How can you treat the elderly the way you treat them sometimes, I think, in the United States? But, and you have to have funding there, and you have to have a program that works. There was so much bloody fraud that was part of the problem. But certainly there's no question you got to find what kind of savings you can out of that. So Senator Jeff Sessions also threw in his two cents, Republican from Alabama, because he's the ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee. He said that the president is offering deficit reduction ideas this week is just to recognize that the budget plan he submitted to Congress fails to address the dire fiscal challenges, and it's not going to be sufficient for the president just to make a speech that he needs to submit a new budget to Congress and specify changes that he's looking to make to his previous proposals in mandatory spending like Medicare and discretionary spending. He has to do that, and that just words are not going to work here because the budget fails, and they've got to come up with something a little bit different. All right, the other thing that many of you have heard about is this debt limit. And there is a connection between deficit reducing and debt limit. So what is the debt ceiling? Obviously, when you're talking about spending cuts and spending controls and going forward, boy, raising the debt limit is going to be like throwing knives that curve, unfortunately, toward the woman's head when you say you're a great knife thrower. I think, you know, ultimately a few of those knives might land in the wrong spot. And the negotiations between the Republicans and the president over the preconditions to raising the debt limit are going to be nasty, very nasty, for the, you know, talking about a spending bill for the remainder of the current fiscal year. It just as that was so much of a barn burner, it's going to be the same thing, I think, here with that. We got about 5 weeks left, and you can't ignore it when you're talking about trillions. So ultimately, where's that coming from? Oh, ultimately, where are you going to, how are you going to figure that one out? Who's the mastermind that's going to figure out in this deficit, with this horrible deficit we have, how we can take chunks out of it? Because every time we take a chunk out of it, then something else comes up and we're spending something else, and so we're almost giving the money back. Not almost, we are giving the money back. I'd say Wednesday, the president better come up with some, not broad strokes, but specific strokes that might make some people sit up and pay attention, particularly since he's running again for a second term. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk more money matters with my pal Saul Album. Where are we headed in the future? What's going on with gold and silver? Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? The stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
$3.76 in some places for a gallon of regular. People are complaining about the squeeze, and especially when you get closer to taxes being due. Because, yes, a lot of people are ahead of the game, and they have already gotten refunds back, or they're waiting for their refunds to come in the mail, and they did it right away. As soon as they got all of the necessary materials they needed, they sent them off, and poof, they're done. But, you know, people whine as you get closer to the day, and it's the 18th this time around, not the 15th, because you have a weekend, so you get a few extra days, and people really start to think about their money and start to think about, geez, well, wait a second, what's going on with the government? We just went through this whole budget battle that got solved, sort of, in the 11th hour. At least there wasn't a government shutdown anyway. Now the debt ceiling, what's going to happen there? And that is a very, very, very fresh wound. And I'm not sure what direction that's going to take. Saul Albom, our financial man, is back from the forest. He went hunting for a few months, but he's back to join us on the air. How are you, Saul?
Oh, very good. Always hunting for some good deals, and we found some, and now we're back. And you know, always happy to make fun of the clowns in charge and see if we can help make it productive by seeing where we can position our assets and help your listeners.
Boy, no kidding. Well said. The budget battle. What do you think? I mean, you saw what happened, obviously. This for the rest, you know, there was this Band-Aid for 6 months. Okay, so now that's over with. But now the debt ceiling is really big, and a lot of people don't understand how significant that is. How big is that?
Oh, sure. Well, I don't have the figure on the debt ceiling right now, but I can tell you that while we were wrangling back and forth on cutting this $38 billion from the deficit, Obama claims the largest deficit debt cut, he's correct, the national debt at the same time went up $50 billion. So for a net loss of $12 billion. So congratulations for this, again, over this particular week, we've got indebted, including that cut, additional $12 billion. So with the debt ceiling, it's just a matter of when we cross it. And I believe we just have a few weeks, if mm-hmm. not a month or so, last
You're
I
right.
checked. So, you know, it's an impending train, and I think I shot you an email earlier this evening. It's, you know, I can barely listen to these clowns talk anymore. It's gone from the stages of grief where it's like, what is it, first denial, then it's anger or whatever it is. But it just reminds me of the politics today is effectively Hulk Hogan versus the macho man Randy Savage on the deck of the Titanic, and everyone's watching over who's going to hit who with a chair, right, while the entire ship gets turned over and Leonardo DiCaprio is like flying off into the water, and everyone's getting creamed, and it's just beyond a joke. And I hope we can talk about some places where people can place some money so they're not annihilated on that Titanic watching the fireworks.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's talk about the big three, gold, silver, and oil. Your thoughts. Boy, it's amazing where gold has headed since you and I did a financial show together. I mean, it's like up 1,000% from that time. It's crazy.
Yeah, Kate, and, you know, you've had this dead on. We've had this dead on for years. Oil, gold, silver. You know, gold position to keep going. It makes me nervous when everyone's so euphoric. But here's the issue with gold and silver. One, there's less silver around than gold. Two, we're in peak gold, not only in peak oil, but peak gold. We've been in peak gold for a decade now. That means less gold is being produced and consumed every year. And it's being, that is also decreasing. If you go look at the big gold companies that produce this stuff, that their output has been dropping again for a decade. Not only that, but what makes me nervous is everybody's saying, gold, gold, gold on radio. But when you talk to pension fund managers, when you talk to someone like Bill Gates, Bill Gross, the guy that manages the largest bond fund, none of these guys really have gold in their portfolios. Still a fringe thing, and this is what I'm excited about. When these pension funds and these mutual funds start to put 1% and 2%, you're going to start seeing gold hit $2,000 and $3,000. When the average pension fund has 5% gold, and you can run the math on this, it's just like an algebra problem from your ninth grade class. You know, you just plug and chug backwards. You know, we could easily see gold hit $2,000 and $3,000 just from pension funds like the Harvard Endowment or CalPERS, the pension fund out of California, the teachers' retirement fund out of California, buying some of this stuff. Not only that, but you know, we've said silver going up and up and up, and there's less silver too, and it's a big industrial demand. Now we're going to start seeing some pressure on it because these are industrial materials. People use them, silver, gold, copper, all this stuff, industrial. So it's going to start going up a little bit slower until it breaks and people start to diversify out. So, you know, I fully expect to see silver. Don't forget, silver's up now at $41 an ounce. I fully see it up at 50. And, you know, we've been calling for this since silver was in the teens.
Absolutely. I have some. I got some of this. I saw where it was headed, and I got some silver, too, so I agree. Excellent analogy on both of those for sure, and then the oil. What do you think is going to happen if you were to project it out for us? You talk about the stock market and real estate and all that kind of stuff. What do you think we're going to see happen?
Sure. So, we're still going to see additional risk being taken, and I'm sorry, Kate, I'm not as funny as I used to be. It's just I got to come up with a little bit better analogies. So basically, this is what I do. Whenever I can't come up with something funny, I just try to make fun of Kate, right? So the rich people like Kate are going to be Was that Paul? Wait, was that Paul on the bicycle?
Yes.
Behind you, like during your show, you can pay attention and you're a real pro. I thought that was funny.
He's exercising for me so that I'll really get going. That's the transformation.
Yeah, everybody has to check out the website. You could see on the. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, okay. So that reminds me of us, of what we're doing in the stock market with Paul on the bicycle as we're just in a little hamster wheel. Okay. bottom line is Fed's printing tons of money. Stock market's going to continue to go up until the municipal bond crash, which is going to be happening. And, Kate, I haven't talked about it. I've been meaning to talk about this for 6 months. No one's brought it up to you. So, you know, once again, you know, America Tonight is on the cutting edge. You know, Saul and his analysts are predicting a municipal bond crash. Okay? So there's billions of dollars of unrated bonds which are flying under the radar of all these little communities, okay? And guess what? Their tax dollars suck too. So they're going to start defaulting. And just like the subprime, okay, these guys are the subprime in municipal bond markets, so, and they're going to collapse and they're going to have some big losses. So everybody listen up. A lot of people out there have muni bonds, have these municipal bonds, okay, because they're safe and they think that – and then they're getting the tax-free stuff with it too. We could have a whole show about this, reducing tax, you know, not get away with tax theft, but, you know, reducing taxes, Kate. We can talk about this. But so anyway, so just like how the subprime messed up real estate for everyone, the municipal bonds are going to be shoe to drop in about 6 months, give or take a month or so, in which case we're going to see some big losses and big losses in the banks because the banks hold a lot of this stuff too. So I'm going to shoot you an email, the largest – mutual funds which hold unrated. Okay, when I say unrated, that means S&P isn't checking them out, Moody's isn't checking them out. No one really knows how much they're worth or how good they are, what's their credit quality. You know, like me and you have credit scores, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, these municipal bonds don't have credit scores, and there's some mutual funds out there with 60% of their holdings in these things, and your listeners are holding them right now. And you know what? And remember, states and cities and counties can't print money the way the Fed can. So they are in trouble. So as soon as we get off, I'll email this to you so you can put it on your blog, okay?
All right, and I'll put that up for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I am dead serious, okay? So we're going to see a blow up in the muni bond, and then we're going to see some deflation. Okay, continual. Your cars are going to go down. Your real estate's going to continue to go down. All your big ticket items are going to continue. Planes are going to go down. Not that anyway. Well, so Kate, all your fleet of planes. you know, gotta be don't live right now. Right. So and then we're going to start to see a kick up of inflation the year after. So stock market okay for the next 3 months. Then down, then back up again, and
gotta ride the storm.
Yeah. We're just gonna ride the storm. So, but we can talk about this stuff.
We'll do that. We will do that. Thank you so much, and I'll post that so everybody can see that. Saul Album, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
Got it.
And by the way, as Saul was alluding to, because Paul, my husband, was biking behind me. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, you can always see what's happening on America Tonight. All roads lead to the website, man.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
I like to see you.
Here in just a few minutes, we're going to hit the email. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you across this great nation. Boy, we still do live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, don't we? We do. The great thing about this country still is that ever-precious freedom of speech, because you can call shows like this one and be a part of it and don't have to worry about suddenly disappearing from your home. In many places, of course, there are no free airwaves. It's state-run. Live in Venezuela for a while. I've been to Caracas, beautiful, beautiful area. Unfortunately, though, Hugo the Butcher Chavez, somehow there are people in America that embrace him, but if they really knew what was happening in Venezuela and all this state-run crap that he pumps out to these people in the airwaves, how he controls everything, and he didn't get the nickname the Butcher for nothing, and then they might think twice about how wonderful Hugo Chavez is and how generous and how terrific it is to live in Venezuela. 800-259-5791. I'm going to throw out the digits if you want to throw in your 2 cents. So the budget crisis for now is behind us, theoretically. You have to love what Saul said. He's right. Isn't it funny we celebrate that, talking about the number 38 and change, but oh, yeah, we lost another $50 billion. So then you do the math, and really we're in negative numbers. We're always in negative numbers. Not good, no matter how you slice this. You and I are running a household, and we know you get into negative numbers. What are you doing? How are you getting out of those negative numbers? How many friends have you tried to help pull out of the fire? How many times have you had to pull yourself out of the fire because some unforeseen thing happened? So, yeah, there was no government shutdown, and okay, so they split the difference. And ultimately it was 38 and change versus 60 and change, but there's still so much work to be done. It's ridiculous. And so the Democrats are complaining about the cuts, but some of the things that should have been cut weren't even cut. Weren't even cut. And we still need to do that. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there's still another budget that has to be balanced. And that has to happen. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, Debbie Downer, heading into a new week. But it is what it is. I hate that trite phrase. But that's the only way you can sum this up. It's the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, okay, on one hand, we didn't have employees of the government furloughed. The people I was concerned about were the veterans not getting checks and all that stuff. So that doesn't happen. They can go to the VA. That's good. I like that. And sure, it's better that the number was bigger, but now you have this debt ceiling thing to deal with, and that's a disaster as well, right? So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
I just like being called a mistress. I'm watching that crazy Jeremy Irons show where he's the Pope, the evil Pope from a trillion years ago. I mean, how many popes? I don't know. I mean, we could talk about that all night long. But anyway, they talk like that, mistress and whatever, and just crazy things are happening on it. I'll give you a cheap review of it. I have to watch one more episode, and then we'll have had a couple under our belt, and I could get a better handle on what's going on in that little mini-series, shall we say. All right, here's the mail, though. This is Alice in Anchorage who says, what's the deal with gas prices? My dad lives in New York. He's always complaining. My sister lives in California. She's ready to tear her hair out, but she always is, and I know they have to be going through the ceiling. What do you know about the gas prices? Well, what we know is that they have been climbing higher and higher, and I think I said this earlier, $3.79 a gallon is the average regular we're talking about. So $3.79 average, meaning in California they're over $4. And if you have to put premium in or whatever, you're definitely paying more than that. For people who have bigger cars or SUVs, whatever, of course, you're ending up paying more. And as I said, you want to hear people squeal in America, do something with the gas prices. And you get up over $4, and it's solidly over $4 across the board. Then, yes, there are conversations about this, Alice, but the conversations will be even hotter. People in America, they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay $5, $6, $7. We don't want to be like the UK. We're not looking to pay $7, $8 for gas. We're not looking to do that. And also in so many areas, you just don't have that public transportation. So even if public transportation like the subway, the terrific bus system, whatever, if it went up a little bit, it still wouldn't go up that high. But many places don't have that. So you have to have a car and you have to commute. The average American commutes 45 minutes each way. So 45 minutes each way, filling it up, yeah, it's gonna add up. It's gonna take a chunk out of your budget. And with your taxes going up and all these other things that are happening, pretty soon you start to see, wow, I have hardly any discretionary funds. What happened? I just wanted to go have a couple of beers and watch a game or two with my buddies, and we got tickets, and who's paying for parking? Because now that was a drop in the bucket before. Suddenly we have to take a closer look at, guess what, our budget. But when you have to look at your budget, you have to look at your budget, unlike the federal government, where they can tiptoe around it. All right, here's one from Jake listening to us in Austin. He's a frequent emailer of the show, I think, since I've first been on the air. He's been emailing the show. Never has called, but always emailing. Okay, so the question is, hello, Katie Kate. I have a question for America tonight, listeners, and you yourself. Do you really think Donald Trump stands a snowball's chance, and you know what, of winning the Republican nomination? Suddenly, everywhere I turn, I see the Trumpster. You know, it's true. He's always had a huge TV media presence. I mean, he's the master at getting coverage for whatever it is that he's doing. But do I think he has a chance? I do. I've said this last week. I thought it was a joke. I thought part of this was, hey, this will pop up his show, Celebrity Apprentice, or whatever else he's doing. But now I have to say, I think he does stand a chance. It depends. You know, everything depends on Iowa and New Hampshire and all the maneuvering ahead of time, where you are in the polls. So if he gets the numbers, if he gets the true interest, not the fledgling interest because he's going after the birther thing or any of that, but if he really truly strikes a chord with enough people, hey, and then it would depend, too, who would be the running mate. And does Donald Trump really want to do this? I think I said this last week. I talked to someone a couple of people removed from Trump. And they assured me that it's starting to get serious. Like, no joke, it's starting to get serious. It's not a pizza commercial. Remember, he's done all kinds of commercials. He's not really hawking something. He's serious, and he's trying to elicit response and stir the pot to see how people feel about that. You know, he's not stupid. He's gauging the interest. Can he go up against these career politicians, you know? That's the thing. All right, we move on to this one from Jay, listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. He says, listen to you up here in the North Country. North Country. And he asks, what do you make of what's going on with Gaddafi now? Are we really going to have boots on the ground in Libya? Great question. And the answer is, last week you had a general saying that NATO, because of the stalemate, was going to have people on the ground. But there was going to be people, soldiers in other words, that were going to have to be involved in this. And they kept saying NATO. But NATO means Americans, means American troops, because a chunk of NATO is the United States. The latest, by the way, is that there were more people that are going to Tripoli, and they're trying to figure out a way to come up with some kind of a ceasefire. In fact, what I was looking at over the weekend is this delegation of African leaders. They said that their Libyan counterpart, Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, accepted what they're calling a so-called roadmap for a ceasefire with the rebels. And they're going to meet on Monday. The time is coming. Tick, tick. They met hours after there were more airstrikes that hit Gaddafi's tanks that did help Libyan rebels who were trying to knock him out push back his troops, the troops that are loyal to him, the government troops, that were rapidly advancing toward the rebels' stronghold in the east. So what happens on Monday is huge. Is there going to be some kind of a ceasefire? But then if there's a ceasefire, what does that mean? In terms of that, what does it mean Gaddafi pulls his troops out of the areas where the rebels are? And that's what the rebels are demanding? That's what I'm curious about. What's the political solution here? He wants the airstrikes to end. Okay, I get that. And you know, pretty much Gaddafi, let's face it, has ignored, because there has been calls for ceasefires, he's ignored the international airstrikes, you know, the ceasefire that came on the heels of the international airstrikes, and he rejects any of the demands so far that the rebels have thrown at him, or the U.S., or the Europeans, or pretty much anybody. We'll see. So if the African Union is supporting Gaddafi, then maybe they broker some kind, they truly are the olive branch, I don't know, and they broker some kind of a deal. But does it mean Gaddafi's still in power? That's what it looks like. Odds and ends, round the bend.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Slakes filled with the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Mother Nature, wicked. She was a bad girl over the weekend, and sadly, some people are still trying to put the pieces together. We'll tell you about that and a slew of other things, too. But first, let's head out to Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
Well, what's going on, Kate?
How are you, buddy?
It's been a long time since I talked to you. I do this Toyota run. I'm back on days, so I don't get to run through here, but I'm covering a night run tonight. But, I just wanted to touch base on them fuel prices.
Yeah.
I got a bad signal. I might have to call you back.
Okay, sounds like we still have you right now. Are you paying? What are you paying at the pump to fill up that truck?
Yeah.
He's going to have to call us. Jay, you're going to have to call us back. Can you hear me now? Doesn't that sound like one of those spots? Can you hear me now? Always happens the most inopportune times, doesn't it? I've seen people actually walking around screaming into a cell phone, desperately trying to get somebody on the other end, and I think, wow, is it the power or is it the cell? I'm not sure.
Going back to that fuel thing, I just found this out after being a driver for 10-plus years, that over the last week, everyone saw prices jump up about 30, 40 cents. And a lot of that had to do with them changing the fuel from winter fuel to summer fuel. And I didn't even know there was a difference. I had no idea until,
honestly,
a week ago, that they changed the fuel. And it's a cleaner burning fuel in the summer, I believe, but it costs more to refine it. I don't exactly know what I'm talking about, but that's about what I heard.
Wow. I mean, wow that you didn't know that. I'm surprised. You know what? I guess a lot of people don't realize that in the change in the, they don't realize the change in the fuel from the winter to the really spring summer. Maybe a lot hasn't been written about that. Although, as much as I'm saying I'm surprised Matt didn't know, I tripped onto that only a few years ago too, in talking to somebody about gas and, geez, what was going on with the taxation and all this other kind of stuff. See, this is where we get back into that thing of alternatives. All those alternatives, like the brilliant Brazilians, where you get into a car in Brazil and you have the choice, petro or not, right? And it's the sweet sugar cane that makes that ethanol possible for them and, you know, helps keep down the prices. So the question becomes, it's still what we're talking about, and what Jay brought up before we lost him on the sale. He wanted to talk about gas prices, and some of you have chimed in on the chat. Princess says, and she's saying that they're almost up to $4 a gallon in Buffalo, New York, $4 a gallon. You know, I really say there's a high water mark where Americans explode, and four and change is it. I mean, really, four is it, I think. And you think back to a couple of years, I can remember driving a lot from Philadelphia to New York, and I was paying way less than $2. It didn't seem like I was draining the wallet every time that I had to do that drive, which was about, it took me, I guess it was about an hour and a half, and I'd use a little over half a tank round trip. I was going to specifically Queens. The fan studio in Astoria. But the higher that number goes, the more that we squeal. And there's a lot of people that listen to us in other places, other parts of the world, like in the UK. And I just don't know, when you're in England, wage-wise, if you're making big bucks, or if you have a couple of incomes that you draw from, you know, significant other, husband, wife, whatever, and somebody's doing okay, or you're doing, you know, phenomenal, then it's all good. But I don't know how, with the amount that they pay, I don't know how you thrive and survive in, like, London. I'll just pick London from people that I know that have lived in London. I don't see how they do it. Also, Jack, our pal in Australia, says, by the way, gas in Australia is $7.14 a gallon. Can you imagine? $7 and change a gallon. Oh, I mean, how do you survive on that? Unless you're making decent money, or you don't have to really use the car very much. That goes back to that public transportation thing once again. All right, I said this was odds and ends, and besides gasoline, I read an interesting story, and it was probably in Time magazine, about coffee. You know how we're into our coffee here on this show, and many of you who are third shifters, insomniacs, or just hanging up late with us, even on the West Coast, a lot of you are coffee, especially in the West Coast. Our friends in Portland and Seattle and Spokane are huge coffee people. I just took a sip of my coffee that I made. Anyway, the story that I read is they're saying that if you can't get enough coffee, that's because it might be in your genes. I've never heard that before. You know, you hear that about alcohol, and people worry about if they have somebody in their family who's an alcoholic and that they could be susceptible to that. Well, what they're saying is they did a study, a handful of studies, and basically they had 47,341 people jump in on the study, and they were people who were descendants of folks from Europe. And some scientists did it from the National Cancer Institute, Harvard School of Public Health, and the Brigham and Women's Hospital and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And they talked about something called, I don't want to get too technical, but they called it CYP1A2. Sounds nasty to me. But they say it involves the body's caffeine metabolism and this AHR, and it regulates that CYP1A2. So basically, all that aside, it means that the scientists found that people with high consumption of either gene, either one of those genes I mentioned, consumed on average about 40 milligrams more of caffeine per day than other people who didn't have one of those chromosomes. And the 40 milligrams isn't a huge amount. It's equivalent to about a can of soda or a third cup of coffee. Matt, you were drinking coffee, then you stopped drinking coffee, and sometimes you drink coffee. Does everyone in your family drink coffee?
No, not really. It's mainly my sister and myself. My parents don't drink coffee that much. So it's just the kind of the two kids that are getting the caffeine buzz.
But you drink other caffeine, too.
Not really. I don't drink soda that much, and I don't really know where else I would get it from, I guess. So,
no.
Yeah, it's coffee every once in a while. It depends on the day I'm having and how long I'm going to be staying up for.
Yeah. See, and I think it's also psychological, too, for a lot of people, because you think if you drink coffee, that, oh, well, that's it. I just have to have some coffee. I can't keep my eyes open if I keep... You know, if I drink some coffee, then it's in your head. It's interesting to see that some people are slow metabolizers and others metabolize it a lot quicker, let's say. I can't imagine that a ton of caffeine is great for you. I mean, when you go to the doctors, they tell you that, cut down your caffeine, if you're drinking, you know, a six-pack of Diet Coke or whatever it is, and then on top of that you're adding coffee. Well, if nothing else, you might be jittery. You know, you can tell when people have just had way too much caffeine. Oh, if you've ever been around anyone that's had too much caffeine, and I'm saying, like, you know it. You just know it. Their legs are going 100 miles an hour, and then you talk to them, and they've had XYZ amount of sodas and however much coffee or whatever else they're mixing in. Sometimes people drink those energy drinks. And the problem with the energy drinks, especially the amount that you drink, is the crash factor afterwards. And that's probably the same thing with heavy doses of caffeine. Once you crash, you feel like a lead balloon. Poof, you have fallen down. All right, any thoughts on the show, please share them with us. Go to the website. You can email us that way, americatonight.net.